Spanning several counties and more than 67,000 acres, the forest has been protected from future development by Lime Timber Company. Forestry Operations Director Sean Ross says they couldn't have done it without federal money and state stewardship funds.
These large blocks of forest land are continuing to be subdivided, and that fragmentation is the single biggest threat to our overall forest ecosystem health and diversity, as well as the forest products industry.
Wisconsin DNR Deputy Secretary Kurt Thede says they're leveraging fewer dollars in the recently passed budget to do the most good.
This is just an amazing exhibition of partnership that we're able to do when we work together, and that's what we're going to look to do with the stewardship program moving forward.
More than $13 million in stewardship funds went toward the land purchase. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio. The Brule-St. Croix Legacy Forest spans several counties and more than 67,000 acres. The land purchase was made possible by private, state, and federal funding, but Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says federal money that helped secure the deal hasn't been authorized by Congress in the next budget. She's co-sponsoring a bill to permanently allow money for the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
It helps make projects like this Legacy Forest possible.
USDA Natural Resources and Environment Deputy Undersecretary Butch Blazer agrees.
We've got to have those resources to work with in order to work with all of you in creating and maintaining these working forests.
A spokesman for Lime Timber Company says they couldn't have protected the forest from future development without state and federal funding. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.